Yes, my friend, this is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we do know that Jesus Christ is coming again to receive the bride, his church, unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. We're delighted that you've joined us for a few moments of Bible study together today, as we're looking into the Word, the written Word, about the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're in Matthew 22 and verse 32 is where we begin our study today, where we left off last time, as we were talking about how that the believer will never die. The body, the earth suit that the believer lives in while walking here on earth, that earth suit's going to die because it's under the curse of sin, and the wages of sin is death. And so this earth suit has to die. But to be absent from the body for the child of God is to be present with the Lord. And beloved, that's where I'm going to go when this old earth suit of mine stops working. I'm going to evacuate. I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to die. I'm just going to move into the presence of the Lord. I'm going to go home. You see, beloved, I'm a stranger and a pilgrim here on this earth. I have no permanent dwelling place here. We just live temporarily in this house that we're living in here. But there's coming a day when I'm going to evacuate from this house and from this old earth suit that I live in. I'm going to move into the glorious presence of my Lord. I hope that's true of you also, beloved. Here in Matthew 22:32, we read these words as the Lord was speaking, the Lord Jesus was speaking to the Sadducees, and he was stating what the Word of God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And then Jesus said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Yes, beloved, he's the God of the living. And so, beloved, I have that gift of eternal life, which I received many years ago when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior as a young lad. Eternal life means we will never die. Eternal life also means we will never perish. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, meaning mankind, the eternal God, so loved you and me, God the Father, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus came, born of a virgin, some 2,000 years ago, the Virgin Mary, a young teenage girl that was a pure virgin, had never known a man, and the Holy Spirit of God caused her to conceive, we're told in Matthew. The Holy Spirit of God came upon her and enabled her to conceive and give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ, who walked upon this earth for approximately 33.5 years, who lived a sinless life, who never committed a single sin, so that he could die in your place and in my place. He became our substitute, so that we, by faith in him, would never perish. Now, that word perish is a Greek word. It's spelled A-P-O-L-L-I-M-I. apolemi, and it means to devote or give over to eternal misery. We will never be given over to eternal misery. That's what hell is all about, beloved. That's what Hades and the lake of fire are all about. Hades is a place of temporary confinement to which the souls of men, women, boys, and girls go who die without Jesus Christ as Savior. And Luke chapter 16 was a very, very clear testimony that Jesus Christ himself gave concerning a rich man that died and went to Hades. And there he cried and begged that someone would go back to earth and warn his five brothers lest they come to this terrible and awful place. For he said, I am tormented in this flame. Hell is a place of flame. It's a place of no water. It's a place of memory. It's a place of where one continues to exist and endure the awfulness of it. But it's just a temporary place until the great white throne judgment, when the wicked dead are resurrected and appear at the judgment of Almighty God to hear their fateful doom. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you, and be cast into the lake of fire, where the devil and the false prophet are and will be forever and ever. For the lake of fire, hell, was prepared for the devil and his angels, the Bible tells us in Matthew. But men, women, boys, and girls go there because they reject God's salvation, that glorious gift of eternal life that's freely offered to whosoever, whosoever. Over and over again in the Scriptures it tells whosoever will may come and drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever will may call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and invite him to come in, and he will come in and cleanse them from their sin and deliver them from the death that awaits those who die without Jesus. Yes, for God so loved the human world, the human race, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him, reach out by faith and invite him to come into their life, should not perish, but have eternal life. Years ago, there was a tightrope walker named Blondin. He stretched a tightrope across the Niagara Falls from one side to the Canadian side, from the U.S. to the Canadian side. It's a great chasm into which tons of water fall. And he stretched his tightrope across there. Great crowds of people came because it had been advertised and they heard what he was going to do. The day came when he stepped out on that rope and walked all the way across to the other side. There he had a wheelbarrow filled with dirt, and he said, how many believe I can push this wheelbarrow over to the other side? Everybody raised their hands. Yes, they believed he could. And so he pushed it out over that chasm, all the way over to the other side. When he got to the other side, he dumped it out, and he said, how many of you people believe I can put a man in this wheelbarrow and push him over to the other side? And everybody raised their hand. Yes, we believe you can. We believe you can. And so he said, who'll volunteer? And all hands jerked down. They said they believed, but when it came to them getting in the wheelbarrow, they weren't so sure. Beloved, that's what it means to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's not just a head knowledge. History itself tells us that Christ came and walked upon the earth. Anyone can know that fact, for even the date of the calendar centers around it, the time that Christ came and died for man's sin. History tells us that fact, so anyone can have a head knowledge, but beloved, it's a matter of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a matter of believing that He alone can cleanse me from sin, that He can give me that salvation, that He died, was buried, and arose the third day according to the Scripture, that He lives today. And by faith I will reach out and accept Him as my Savior. Finally, the Blondin looked over the crowd. He said, "Is there no one that will trust me and get into the wheelbarrow?" Finally, one man raised his hand, and he said, "Sir, come on up here." He climbed into the wheelbarrow, and very carefully and cautiously, Blondin pushed him out across that great chasm all the way over to the other side. He trusted his life into Blondin's hand. That's what it means to trust in Jesus. It means to trust our eternal destiny into the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust Him and Him alone to cleanse us and save us from our sin. And, beloved, He says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in Him, shall be saved." And beloved, we are when we put our faith and trust in Him. And thus, I am never going to perish. I'm never going to be separated from God. I'm never going to experience that lake of fire, which is called the second death, because I have already passed from death into life, as we read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, in our last time together. No, beloved, I'm never going to die. I've already passed from death into life, and I have eternal life. And that's what eternal life means, that I will never perish. I will never be separated from God, that Satan and all of his host cannot separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, beloved, we're told about that great love that nothing can separate us from over in the book of Romans chapter 8, this great love of God. As we're told, who can separate us? And this is Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Nay, no. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities can separate us. Till next time.